This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mike, what are you doing?
On my way to work.
Can you say where work is on the radio, or is it top secret?
Not top secret. I work in Montgomery Village.
Oh, excellent.
All right. Okay. For tickets to the Chesapeake Bay Sox. It's a regular season game, and you get to choose them. 90s questions again. The first one and the third one are multiple choice. Let's see how we do today. What was the minimum wage for most of the 90s? $4.25, $5.25, or $6.25?
Let's go 525.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're splitting the difference, but that's incorrect. We will get the right answer in just a second. Question number two. In the 90s, this was a popular hair clip. It may have been named after an insect. What was it? I'm a bald guy, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, I'm not a long hair person either. Let's just call it a grasshopper.
the old famous grasshopper. No, wasn't a grasshopper clip. We'll get the right answer in a second. Let's get this one, though. It's multiple choice. In Toy Story, we know Andy's toys, of course, Buzz Lightyear and Woody. But what was his family dog's name? Charlie? Sammy? Buster?
Buster.
Yeah, there you go. You're on the board. Let's bring Gina back in. 1 out of 3. Points on the board.
Hey, that ain't bad. Mm-hmm. I'm coming.
There's a lot of excitement for 1 point.
I know. I get excited.
All right. Question number one, Gina. What was the minimum wage for most of the 90s? $4.25, $5.25, $6.25?
$6.25?
Oh, man. $4.25.
Are you kidding me?
We survived off of $4.25 an hour.
That's nothing. Can I tell you a true story about my mom? My sister worked at a shoe store back in the day. It was probably more like the 80s. Mm-hmm. But they weren't paying minimum wage. So my mom called the wage and hour board and got all the back pay for all the kids.
What?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Whew.
You wonder where I get that feistiness.
I got you. Yeah. That's awesome, though. That's a great story.
It's amazing. She helped everybody out.
Question number two. In the 90s, there was a popular hair clip. And it may have been named after an insect. What was it?
Oh, it's not the banana clip, huh?
I don't think it was bananas like are insects.
Is it the cricket or something?
I don't know. You tell me.
I guess, yeah.
Nah, we're looking for butterfly clip.
Oh,
butterfly
I think
clip.
Banana. I used to wear those all the time.
Yeah. Question number three, multiple choice in Toy Story. We know Andy's toys, you know, Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Mm-hmm. But what was the family dog's name? Charlie? Sammy? Buster?
All I remember is the Slinky Dog Dash, and I lost my cookies on it. Mm-hmm. Charlie, Sammy, or what's the other one? Buster?
Mm-hmm.
So, probably Buster.
You are correct. Sure. Nice work. We have a tie.
Mike, this is tough. Okay.
That was tough.
You get a diploma?
Oh,
I was just wondering.
Diploma.
I thought you had something else to say.
I wasn't sure.
See,
I was just kind of being pontificating here.
You're getting a diploma, and you're getting the Bay Sox tickets. 4 of them.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow. Gina gets her revenge.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday College of Knowledge on today's 101.9.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.